This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show. Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We bring in the great Bill Riley, former anchor of the O'Reilly Factor, Fox, WABC radio host, host of No Spin News on the First TV. He's got a new book out. I like selling his books, Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. Bill, first of all, welcome back. I must confess, you know, I read most of your books in the Killing series because they're fabulous. I've been wall-to-wall war coverage the last 3 weeks, so I have not yet read Killing the Witches, but I want to help you sell some books, so I want to give you some open field running. What happened in Salem, Massachusetts, and why?
Well, number one, I don't know whether you should read Killing the Witches because it's very scary. And you may not go to sleep. This is the 13th Killing book.
Yep.
The most successful nonfiction book series of all time on the planet. And I can write about anything. But I chose to write about Salem in 1692 because the witch hunt is back today. Mm. In 2023, in the form of the cancel culture. Mm. So the first third of the book chronicles early America. We put you on the Mayflower from Plymouth, England to Cape Cod, 66 days. Larry, you would not have wanted to be on that boat.
Mm.
It was an incredibly difficult journey. And then when the Puritans, who were essentially expelled by King James because they were so fanatical about their religion, when they arrived here, things got worse. There were 100 of them. And the nature of governance was a theocracy. The Puritan ministers rule. They told you what to do, and you better have done it. And in the process, the people were beaten down, and they were afraid because any indiscretion could get you physically beaten, ostracized, even killed, executed. So this led to a migration from southern Massachusetts up to Salem. There was no Boston. And people settled up there, and they had to fight the Indians, and they had to try to survive disease and everything else. But at the same time, the clerics were running the show, and the children were basically denied any kind of recreation or fun, or they were just, their lives were dreary. And a slave arrived from Barbados named Tituba, who was basically a nanny. And she told her little girls that she was in charge of all these stories about witches and voodoo and the devil and all of this tradition that came from Africa. And the kids were enthralled. And then in a series of mass hysteria situations, they began to accuse adults of being witches, of coming to them in the night and forcing them to sign the devil's book. And in some cases, 2 weeks later, the accused witches had ropes around their neck. It was harrowing, and it was an easy research because every word of the Salem witch trials in 1892 was written down, and those transcripts are in museums and colleges in New England. So we didn't have to exaggerate or do anything. It was their own words. 20 human beings executed. Hundreds put in jail, many of whom died in those jails because they were so deplorable. And the only reason it stopped was because the loons in Salem accused the governor's wife of being a witch, Mary Phipps. while her husband was up in Maine fighting Native Americans. He came back, and they said, well, sir, your wife is under arrest as a witch. And he put an end to it, the governor of Massachusetts Bay. Now, the relevance for today is all of those things were unsubstantiated, unsubstantiated allegations. And how could you defend yourself? There was no way to defend yourself. Well, I'm not a witch. That didn't cut it. And there were good people that objected to this barbarity, but the next day they would be accused of being a witch. Enter the cancel culture, which began 10 years ago, off Saul Alinsky's book, Rule for Radicals. This is the last third of the book. First third is the Salem witch trials, the history of it. Last third is the cancel culture. And the progressive left decided to, with the help of the corrupt corporate media, make accusations against people they wanted destroyed. And who's the top guy who says witch hunt all the time? Donald Trump. And I ran into some of Trump's guys last week, and I said, look, every time the former president says witch hunt, can he just hold up the cover of my book, Killing the Witches? That would really be good for my marketing. All right? So the cancel culture has taken deep root in this country. Denial of due process, all accusations are true, believe all women. Remember that slogan? Okay.
Yeah.
So once that comes in, then every single American citizen is in danger. And we have a number of case studies about regular folks, not famous folks, whose lives have been ruined by false accusations. And it is harrowing. And the final part of the book is demonic possession. So that was the crux of the European witch hunts. Thousands of witches were burned in Europe at the stake. Joan of Arc, the most famous. But in England, witchcraft was a crime against the crown. And so the king said, no burnings, we will hang you. So no witches were burned in America, but hundreds were executed. Now, the demonic possession part is, to me, the most interesting part of Killing the Witches, because today the Roman Catholic Church does perform exorcisms, and we take you inside the most famous one that the movie and the book was based on, The Exorcist. And we got all the records from the psychiatrists, from the doctors, from the 8 Jesuit priests that performed the exorcism on a 13-year-old Maryland boy for 3 months. And I give this book to my atheist friends. I say, you read this, and you come back and you tell me.
Yes.
Are they all lying? Is everybody lying? So anyway, Killing the Witch is off to a great start. I always appreciate talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No, great. I'm sorry we don't have more time. And so, Killing the Witches, folks, the horror of Salem, Massachusetts, from the great Bill O'Reilly. Bill, I will read the book because I've read every single killing book. I'm going to get around to it, I promise. And folks,
all right,
go out
and when
buy
you do,
it.
Bring me
I'm
back
sure
in.
Yes, sir. One click on Amazon, among other places. We're going to take a quick break and then bring in John Carney from Breitbart. Inflation is higher than you think.